Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bill Perry, NBC Sports Boston. And we have an update on Drake May's knee. That update is that Drake May was a full participant in practice again today, but was still on the injury report with a knee. The full participants were Isaiah Bolden, hamstring, Kendrick Bourne, knee, Joe Cardona, full participant, Devon Godchow, Anthony Jennings, Marte Mapu, KJ Osborne, and your starting quarterback, number 10 in your programs, Mr. Drake May, full participant, will play. If there was an MRI, if there wasn't an MRI, I think is sort of not really relevant anymore. I mean, it'd be the story, I guess. But the fact that he's been a full participant, not limited in any way, tells me that even if his knee does not feel great, there's no real problem here.
Right, because let's just say Ben Volen has the report there was an MRI. It's been read.
Yep.
So they know what the MRI says. They see whatever damage did or didn't exist inside his knee that is causing him some sort of discomfort. If it was significant, I don't think he'd be on the practice field as a full participant. Is that safe to say?
Yes.
The future of the franchise, the most important person in Foxborough, he was out there. He's a full participant. I think by now, that's the other issue. You know, long plane flights.
Sure.
Would it cause an issue? Would he fly? Like, I believe. I mean, I have no reason not to believe he's on the flight to London to go start the game and play the game against the Jaguars. So that's really the least of my concerns at this point.
Yep. Drake May, full participant. The limited participants in practice today before they left for London were Kyle Duggar with an ankle, Curtis Jacobs with a knee, Jonathan Jones, Marcus Jones, Michael Jordan, Sione Takitaki, and Marco Wilson. Your non-participants, Vidarian Lowe and Ramondre Stevenson, who weren't spotted today at all. Lowe dealing with the ankle, Stevenson dealing with the foot. Likely that neither one of them are going to play on Sunday. I don't like that news at all. I don't like either one of those pieces of news. I think Stevenson not being out there really limits the offense in a lot of ways. I know you think they're going to open it up and throw. I think they have to now if Stevenson's not playing. And Lowe, like it or not, your best tackle.
Yes.
Definitely your best left tackle. There's no question.
Yes.
And if he's out, then you're back to the clown car.
Well, we were talking about phasing DeMontre Jacobs out. That's his name, right? DeMontre Jacobs?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Because now there's a Curtis Jacobs that I'm not even really familiar with on the injury report. We were asking, is he going to get phased out, go from left tackle to right tackle to not playing anymore? Now I think there's the potential he might go back to left tackle Jacobs and now on Wenu, and there's more shakeup and more. They've been seeking five guys. How many times did we hear, not the Burgers, but we heard Gerard Mayo say, we want five guys.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not. We want the right five guys, the position, we'll figure it out. They have not found the right five guys in August. In September, in October, are we still shooting for November now? Maybe five guys?
Well, they just put whatever five guys they can out there who are healthy enough to go play at this point.
Wouldn't it be nice if they could put the best five, not the five that were healthy and available?
Because
that's all they're doing. They're just putting the guys out there that are available. They're picking the best of what we have to work with at this point. And it doesn't feel like it should have been like that. But you know what? We knew all along it was going to be like this. I can't tell you how many times I said on the Six Rings pod all summer, every radio hit I did, we're going to be talking about this offensive line throughout the entirety of the season. When you start crappy, when you start without depth, you don't get better and find depth in the middle of the season.
Oftentimes, no, you don't. That's true.
I mean, are there very, even examples? Like, I'd like to know one offensive line in the history of the world that was crappy and lacked talent, and then for some reason later in the year, they were just really good and deep.
It's very rare. I don't think it's ever happened.
Right.
Honestly, I don't. I
you mean, were maybe asking for a miracle.
Maybe there's a chance some guy came off the practice squad and ended up being better than people thought.
Ben Brown.
And filled in for an injury or something. Ben Brown, yeah, we'll see what the kind of season he has, I guess. But, like, that sort of thing is known to happen here and there. The whole line, no.
It was even predictable, I hate to say this, that the two guys you felt good about were on Wenu and Andrews. It almost felt predictable. Well, there's no way they both make it through the season. Like, just Murphy's Law. What can go wrong is going to go wrong in this situation. And David Andrews is out. I don't eliminate an issue for Mike Onwenu at some point. That feels like this kind of season on the offensive line.
Your starting left tackle right now, as far as it looks, is Zach Thomas. Zach Thomas is going to be your starting left tackle.
Not that Zach Thomas.
Not that Zach Thomas. Not the linebacker who retired several years ago.
I mean,
but the left tackle out of San Diego State, who was last with the Rams and has been kicking around the league and is now your starting left tackle in an international game.
Ross Tucker, who built a career on being one of these guys,
yes,
bouncing around the league, low-level offensive lineman. He's mocking this
group.
So
who the hell are these people?
He's like, who's Ben Brown? I study these people, and I've never heard of Ben Brown. He should have a soft spot in his heart for the Ben Browns of the world.
Totally.
And he's mocking this situation, never heard of the guy. That tells you this is, I mean, am I being over the top to say this might be historically bad in terms of a collection of talent on an offensive line?
No, I don't think so.
You're adding practice squad players literally every week. Who was the guy this week? Cletus Smith? Or Lacidus Smith or something?
Lacidus?
He's a left-handed center?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? Literally, you're putting together an offensive line depth chart from every other team's sloppy seconds on their practice squad.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a good formula for success.
No, and that was really the only formula that Elliott Wolf talked about. I remember when the
we got the waiver claims.
Waiver claims coming up. Right. You know, we'll be very aggressive on the waiver wire. It's like, oh, good. That's very nice to see. I'm glad you're going to be aggressive about something in this offseason, at the very least.
And they're sneaky smart. You lose a lot of games. You know what that means? You stay high on the waiver wire claim part.
True.
Right? If you won games, you'd get in the middle of the pack, and Lord knows what would happen.
Oh, yeah. You'd miss out on DeMontre Jacobs. Wouldn't that be terrible? 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phones. Tim in Hanover, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Christian and Andy.
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Andy, I want to say, all right, man, I want to say I love the emotions that you have for this game coming up. And you know what? You're going to get your wish.
Woo.
Because I think they're going to light it up. And I'm going to be bummed out, because if they don't light it up, May can show what he can do now. Since I'm on board, you're on board, everybody's on board, right? Let's kid do what he got to do, and then I want to see this Van Pelt guy do something and throw this ball, because they can throw. I'll tell you what, these guys are a better team than what they record indicates right now, and I tell you, I think they can beat them, but they got to open up the game. I wanted Kingsbury as the offensive coordinator when they selected the coach. And I'll tell you what, they didn't take him. So if this guy don't do it, I'm going to be very upset, because this kid can show exactly what he's got, and he'll play a better game than he played last year.
Yeah, probably, Tim. I don't know that this team is better than their record. I'm not sure I agree with that. But I do agree with the Kingsbury thing. I think that would have been a great addition to the coaching staff. But Kingsbury he's Washington, right?
Yes.
He's there with Jaden Daniels. That's also a team that was starting over and bringing in a new quarterback and sort of all of that. So if that was a misgiving that maybe someone had about the Patriots, Washington was in the same spot. But they went above and beyond to go out and get him. They offered him a big contract, I'd imagine. I don't know exactly what he's getting. But as a former head coach, I would think, and someone who has a pretty good history and track record at offensive coordinator, he was demanding more in salary than someone like Alex Van Pelt. And I don't know if it ever even got that far. But yeah, I mean, listen,
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Teams out there that needed offensive coordinators went out and did what they had to do to get the guys that they wanted. The Patriots settled for their 12th choice.
Well, and this goes back. They did the Adam Peters hire, and then he did everything beneath him, right?
Right.
Like, he kind of took control. Different approach than the Patriots took, promoting Gerard Mayo and then keeping Elliott Wolf, although not technically really elevating him until well into the process. What was that, June? I think he got the executive vice president title after he had already drafted and done free agency and done the combine and spoke and done all these various things. It was just a different approach. And the network is part of this. You know, I don't know what Peter's relationship was or how he lured Cliff Kingsbury there. Like, that's a modern offensive mind. Maybe it's as simple as cash. They didn't want to pay Nick Caley.
Yep.
The reports were that Nick Caley wanted $4+ million as a first-time coordinator. I got to be honest. I think I would have told him to pound sand, too. But I don't know.
If you really wanted him, I mean,
I don't think I really wanted him.
Yeah.
How can I know? How many times you call plays? Never. How many times you been a coordinator? Never. Am I going to pay you like a veteran coordinator? Why? Who the bleep do you think you are?
Well, because if you don't, you end up with Alex Van Pelt.
Okay, that's fine. Who
is
I don't
is that
know
fine?
Is,
I don't know. You tell me. Is it fine so far?
I didn't love it at the time.
Right. You hated it at the time, and you don't like it now.
Kaylee to Van Pelt. How did, like, what happened with everything else? That's
a bunch of other people told him no, too.
Also, I mean, wonder, like, what's Van Pelt making? Is he making bare bones minimum? Was he truly just the only guy that took whatever they were offering kind of higher because he was so desperate for this opportunity that it had eluded him for 15 years?
He was like the 12th interview, right?
Right. But, I mean, I don't know where the money lies. So you didn't want to pay Kaylee $4 million or mm-hmm. $4.5 million.
Right.
Is Alex Van Pelt making $1 million, $500,000, $22.50 an hour? Like, I have no idea. Have you heard any? Because I have not seen anything about his salary.
Pro Shop gift
card. For all I know, he got a copy of the Dynasty from Jeff Benedict. They had a few of those lying around, so they gave that to him. Like, I don't believe I've ever seen it reported.
I've not either. And oftentimes you don't really see that anyway. I feel like you don't get
usually
a lot
the
of those,
high paid ones you get.
Right.
You're like, oh my God, they're paying this guy $5 million as a coordinator. That's head coaching type money. But Alex Van Pelt, was it as simple as he took what they were offering?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. That's not always the best way to get talent.
They were the only team that would talk to him and offer him a coordinator play calling job. And he was the only guy that wanted to come to New England. I mean, I think it's as simple as that.
Desperation on both ends.
Yeah, a sad, desperate situation.
A marriage made in desperation.
Pretty much.
Those usually work. Yeah. A quick answer to the 630 who says, I'm confused. Is Hart rooting for the Patriots or what? LOL, make up your mind, Andy.
Yeah, make up your mind, Andy.
It's not that hard. I want Drake May to throw for like 300 yards. I want him to sling it all over the field. I want him to make plays, have fun, and lose.
Fair enough. 617-779-7937. We'll get to more of your phone calls. And do the Patriots have a culture problem? Christian Barmore, we'll get back on that topic. Jalen Polk as well. Some of the other problems that have been floating around in this locker room lately. We'll get to all of that with your calls right after Jackson tells you what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. The Boston Bruins got the 5-3 win over the Avalanche last night. Up next for the Bees, Saturday night, they will be in Utah to play the Utah Hockey Club. And Marcus Jones returned to the field today during practice. Verdarian Lowe and Ramondre Stevenson remained out. And Drake May does not look like he had an MRI on his knee because he played pretty well in practice and he was there. So they are heading to London as we speak for Sunday's matchup with the Jaguars. Week 7 of the NFL schedule begins tonight with Denver going to New Orleans to see the Saints. The kickoff is at 8:15. You can hear the call of that game on WEEI AM 850, and Westwood One's coverage begins at 7:30. Also tonight, which you can hear on WEEI 93.7, is the Boston College Eagles take on Virginia Tech. That game starts at 7:30. Like I said, you can catch that right here on WEEI. Tonight, game 3 of the ALCS between the Yankees and the Guardians. The Yankees up 2-0, and first pitch from Cleveland is at 5:08, or it just happened about 8 minutes ago. And game 4 between the Dodgers and Mets will begin tonight at 8:08. Contractors, builders, and homeowners, visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivery results since 1946. I'm Jackson. No affiliation there. That's what's trending on WEI and WEI.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.